It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. The leading candidates for mayor are participating in their first televised debate tonight. It comes less than 5 weeks before early voting starts, and the race is considered to be wide open. WNYC's Elizabeth Kim joins us this morning for a preview. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Michael.
Walk us through the details of tonight's debate. How many candidates are actually joining, and is this thing in person? There are a lot of people who want to see these candidates on stage together.
Right. It's 8 candidates. The debate is organized by the city's campaign finance board. And in order to appear, they need to meet certain fundraising and ballot requirements. And unfortunately, no, it's not in person. So this one will be another virtual debate, and people can either watch on New York One or tune in on WNYC. Our very own Brian Lehr will be one of the panelists asking questions.
The candidates have been doing an awful lot of Zoom forums. What is going to make this debate special?
For one, it's a debate. That means that the candidates will be able to spar and challenge each other in ways they haven't been able to before. There's also the fact that the clock is ticking. Campaigning has really picked up. 7 of the 8 candidates have now released at least one television ad, and more New Yorkers are paying attention. We certainly saw that when we talked to people all over the city. Many know there's a race underway, but it seems very few have decided who they're going to back.
You know, the weekend shooting in Times Square also seemed to put a focus on public safety. Do you expect that to be an important topic at tonight's debate?
Absolutely. First, it's important to note that shootings are up in major cities across the country. This is not a special phenomenon. But in New York City, gun violence is up around 80% compared to last year. The shooting in Times Square, though, felt different in many ways because of its location and the fact that it took place in broad daylight. Immediately afterwards, 2 moderate candidates, Eric Adams and Andrew Yang, held separate press conferences, stressing that they would strengthen policing. Both of those candidates have said that they want to bring back plainclothes officers, a program that the current police commissioner canceled because it was seen as counterproductive. Other candidates followed up with their own proposals. Catherine Garcia has a plan to buy back guns, while Maya Wiley said she wants to put the focus on root causes of gun violence, beginning with education as well as unemployment.
Liz, let me ask you this. Is there a lower tier candidate that you think might have a breakthrough moment?
Catherine Garcia, the city's former sanitation commissioner, will definitely be someone to watch. She's considered a moderate, and she has many admirers, including some of her rivals, who may be strategically looking to align themselves with her. So keep in mind, the primary will be the first time that voters get to use ranked choice voting. That means they get to rank their top 5 choices. She's also coming off an endorsement from the New York Times editorial board. Mm-hmm. Now, it's questionable how much of an impact such an endorsement can have, but experts have told me that in a year like this, where there are so many candidates and a lot of undecided voters, a stamp of approval from the New York Times might mean something. So look for her to make some waves during the debate.
And perhaps making her a bigger target in the debate as well. You mentioned that candidates will be able to spar in this debate, Liz. Are you expecting any fireworks between certain candidates?
Eric Adams and Andrew Yang have been the 2 candidates that have consistently polled at the top. Adams arguably has some momentum going. You know, the Times Square incident plays into his campaign, which has been focused on public safety. In addition to being the Brooklyn Borough President, Adams is also a former NYPD officer. He's also shown that he's not afraid to attack Yang, who's a former tech entrepreneur, for leaving the city during the height of the pandemic and for being out of touch with the city's working class. So this debate will be another opportunity for him to make those attacks. And it will be interesting to see how Yang responds. He's not really gone after any of his rivals. He really hasn't had the need to.
A lot to watch for in tonight's debate. That's WNYC's Elizabeth Kim. Elizabeth, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michael.
For more about the candidates and ranked choice voting, the new way New Yorkers will choose their next mayor, you can go to gothamist.com/election2021.